Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. Happy New Year. My name is Mike Harrison. I'm glad to be with you this morning. I want to thank you for tuning in. Well, my friends, 2021 has arrived. And I'm sure there's more than one of you listening to me right now that's thinking 2021 couldn't have arrived soon enough. But I do want to say Happy New Year. And I want to get into, what do people do this time of year? What does everybody do? What does everyone talk about? Right? New Year's resolutions. Well, I promise you, this will not be a show on New Year's resolutions. Personally, I don't do those. I never have. My wife doesn't set New Year's resolutions. Maybe you have resolutions. But for me, resolutions seem like ultimatums. They most often do not work, primarily because they're unrealistic. So what do we do in the Harrison household? Well, I prefer to set goals. Let me ask you a question. Do you set goals for yourself, for your family, with your partner, with your spouse? We engage in goal setting here. And it seems natural to do it this time of year, right? New year, new you. New horizon, new outlook, new thoughts, new activities you want to engage in, new endeavors. But more importantly than setting those goals really is the goal review. That's the most important part of the process. Before we set the goals for 2021, we review our goals for 2020. And we grade ourselves. How'd we do? Right? Did you give it an effort? Did you even try? Was this goal even realistic? Why did it make it? Why was it on the list? That's an important part of the exercise. And if you accomplished a certain amount of those goals, well, you had a good year or a great year or an outstanding year. But my friends, a goal is absolutely no good if you do not revisit it. Goals are the first step of life achievement. Often we don't accomplish a certain goal. But in our goal review at the end of the year in our household, if it's a worthy enough goal, it will get put on the list for next year. And I have these lists. We're going to have some fun. This isn't going to be such a dry show. I have these lists that go back. We've been doing this at least 15 years. But it's interesting to see what our plans or our financial goals say were in 2011 versus what they were, say, in 2015, 2018, 2020. It's really interesting to see. Because what happened to me in 2013 was I found Lifestyles Unlimited, and I really began investing in real estate. Investing in real estate to create that passive income. Passive income was in 2011, I didn't even know what passive income was. I had never even heard of it or realize that it's a true income. It's an actual true income. There's three types of income. There's passive income, W-2 income, which the majority of us, that's what we do, right? We're told from a very young age, go to school, get good grades, get a great job, that sort of thing. But yes, there is passive income, but I had never even heard of it in 2011. So when I look back on the list, and I look at some of those things, and I'll share them later on, and we'll have a laugh. Trust me, we will have a laugh. But goals on the list that don't get accomplished in 1 year may be worthy enough to go to the next year. Or they may get dropped altogether, right? People change. Priorities change. Financial situations change. So a financial situation could change and therefore may not make a goal realistic, right? Especially if it has a financial component to it. So I want you to have two takeaways as we go through this. Set goals primarily so that you know if you're moving in the right direction. Are you moving forward? Because without goals, you may just be sleepwalking through life. Okay. And then the second part is to make the goal realistic. It has to be realistic. You don't have to, you can make goal setting as simple as you want or as detailed as you want. A 3x5 card works. Write down 5 things you want to do this year, 5 things you want to do this month, 5 things you want to do on a daily basis, right? It could be that simple as long as they're realistic. And you can set all kinds of goals, health goals, wealth goals. I like to put the goals into a, for me, life success is that peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness, right? So the goals are tied to those essentially. You've got peace goals, you've got health goals, you've got wealth goals. But don't list pie in the sky goals. Look, I want to take my family to Tahiti one day or Bora Bora or wherever. You see the villas that are out on the ocean and they've got the glass bottom floor and first class all the way, right? And I don't want to go for 3 days. I want to stay for at least 10 days and I want to fly first class and I want to take my entire family and enjoy it. That's not a realistic goal for me right now because of the financial component, but it will be at some point in the future. So Tahiti doesn't make it onto my goal list for 2021. There are some goals that need to be completed and repeated each and every year. Those are typical health goals, right? Maintaining a weight range or an activity goal, right? To work out at a certain point, maybe 3 times a week, that kind of thing. Joy goal, family vacation, right? You're going to put that on every year. But why are we setting these goals? Well, we're setting the goals, at least for me, financially, to grow my investing in real estate. Why? To fund a lifestyle. Yes, this is a real estate investor radio show, but the reason we invest in real estate is because the returns are substantial enough that we can create financial freedom. Why? To fund that lifestyle. That's what it's about, my friends. It's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. And we get there by setting goals and achieving those goals. We'll be right back with the discussion. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Walmsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Happy New Year. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. We're talking about setting goals. Why? Well, one, it's that time of year, right? New year, new you. But you set goals to achieve some form of success in your life and to measure that success. And often you'll hear people say it, and I believe this, is if it's not written down, it's not real. And so we write down, in our household, we write down our goals. Well, literally, it's a very simple system for us. And you can make this as simple as you want or as complicated as you want. And ultimately, I'll tell you this. Let me back up. If you don't have passive income coming in your life, monthly, quarterly, mailbox money, that should be your goal for 2021. And you might phrase it like this. Create $500 a month in passive income. That's a great goal for 2021. It's realistic. It's achievable. But in our house, we'll write down 30 or 40 things we would like to do throughout the year, and we might only get a third of those accomplished. But they were worthy enough to write down and to think about, and there's different reasons why they might not get accomplished. One, your priority may change. Two, there may be a financial component, and you weren't able to do that. There's a myriad of reasons, but you've got to write them down, review them, and look at them. And again, it could be as simple as a 3x5 card, right? Very simplistic. Here's five things I want to do this year. Create an additional $500 a month in passive income. Well, that's how my goals started to change. Once I found Lifestyles Unlimited in 2013, I believe my goal in 2015, I was looking back and I saved my list, was I wanted to buy another three houses in 2015. In 2016, I wanted to finish the year with at least 10 single family homes that are occupied with great residents and they're paying rent. I accomplished that. But let's talk about goal setting. And I don't want to talk about goal setting for your W-2 income. Okay, these are more lifestyle goal setting. This is a lifestyle show. It's a show that discusses real estate investing for a lifestyle, right? It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You hear us say it. That's exactly what it is. You have goals. If you have a W-2 income job, there are goals that are going to be associated with that. Those are much different, my friends. I would say those are performance-based goals. And in corporate America, if you don't hit those performance-based goals, corporate America will show you the door. They'll say, sayonara, have a nice day. We'll get somebody else in here to do that. The goal setting I'm talking about today are essentially lifestyle goals, goals that you want to accomplish within your life, right? Life success is measured by peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. So I want to ask you this. Do you have passive income monthly or quarterly coming into your life? If not, that needs to be your number one priority in 2021. And you can't just write down, create passive income. It's got to be a series of steps. So for those of you that may not know, and I didn't know this for many years of my life, passive income is real income. It's from earnings typically associated with rental property, limited partnerships, right? I'm involved in apartment communities with our lead investors, but essentially it's a business in which a person is not actively involved, right? And a rental property qualifies because you may be involved as self-managing your property, but once the rent is paid, then the principal is taken out of that, the interest, the taxes, and the insurance. What's left over is passive income. At Lifestyles Unlimited, or real estate investors, we often call it mailbox money, okay? You don't necessarily work for it. It shows up in the mailbox. Actually, today, a lot of it is just direct deposited, but direct deposit money doesn't sound as sexy as mailbox money. So we call it mailbox money. You set it up. It comes every month, every quarter. So as real estate investors, our goals are to grow that passive income so that it is great enough to cover our financial obligations. Let's say if your financial obligations are $3,000 a month, that's what you need for your mortgage, your car, groceries, etc., and you create passive income to the tune of $3,500 a month, you're financially free. You don't need to go back to the W-2 income to the JOB if you don't want to. So, goals. If you're writing down your goals, you just can't write create passive income. That's too ambiguous. But I'll accept this. I'll accept create $500 a month in passive income, or I'll even accept, here's one, buy one rent home in 2021. How about that? And or own at least one stabilized rent home that's occupied in 2021. So when I was looking back through my goals in 2020, I had a goal to invest in at least two more apartment communities. And I achieved that goal. In 2021, I want to invest in at least four more apartment communities. I look to achieve it. That's a realistic goal. Okay, that's a realistic goal. Goals need to be realistic. You need to write it down. You need to look at it and follow it. In 2014, I had a goal to buy at least two rent homes. In 2016, my goal was to own 10 rent homes in my entire portfolio. Now, let's have a laugh. Let's go to 2011 on my goal sheet. And this is funny because that's before I started investing in Lifestyles Unlimited. And some of you out there may say, well, those are great goals, but I had a few financial goals listed. One was about feeding my Roth 401k, believe it or not. Another one was to remain debt-free except for the mortgage on my home. And I accomplished that in 2011. Another one, I actually had a new car fund, grow new car fund to $20,000. Yes, I was creating a fund to save up to buy a new car. And then another financial goal I had in 2011 was to pay an additional $20,000 on my home mortgage. Those are all Dave Ramsey goals, and they weren't making me wealthy. But it's funny, looking back, those are disaster goals. Those are disaster goals. Those goals were doing nothing but ensuring that I was going to have a mediocre, middle-class life and continue to work on that corporate mouse wheel, right? Just keep spinning the wheel, spinning the wheel, spinning the wheel. It's funny. I have none of those goals on my list today. And it's incredible what a short amount of time and a fresh perspective and an education on investing in real estate makes to change that. So again, for you real estate investors, you're probably laughing at those goals in 2011, but they're not there now. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Happy New Year. Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. Hope everybody's doing well. Let's talk about goal setting. Your number one priority in 2021, if you want to begin changing your life, is to create passive income. And that's why you're listening to this show, right? We use real estate. We purchase single-family homes. We rehab those. We put a great resident in that home. That resident pays the rent. And within the rent, we're going to pay the principal, the interest, the taxes, and the insurance. Very simple. And the money left over is passive income. And so in light of goal setting, if you don't have passive income, I think a fantastic goal to change your financial direction, change your wealth, change your well-being in this world would be to create passive income. And that's what we teach you to do at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's very, very simple. It's not as complicated as you may think. I get it. I was on the outside looking in about 10 years ago, and I was saying, wow, I would love to own rental property. I would love to learn how that works. It seemed very daunting. I can assure you that once you begin that process, it's not that daunting at all. Not that daunting at all. Would an extra $500 per month in tax-free income make a change in your life, a positive change? Yes or no? If yes, write it down. Write it down. Put that on your goal sheet. We set goals in this household, in the Harrison household, so we can visualize it, so we can see it, so we can measure our progress, right? Are we moving forward? Are we accomplishing what we want to accomplish? So write down your goals. I can't encourage you enough to do that. And my friends, it doesn't need to be a complicated system. It could just be a 3x5 card, and it could be three things that you want to be conscious of during the day. It could be three things that you want to do that month. It could be three, five things that you want to do this year, right? So you need to see it and visualize yourself doing it. Napoleon Hill said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Let that sink in for a second. I like what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, the best way to predict the future is to create it. The best way to predict the future is to create it. So goal setting, writing them down, is the first step in creating your future. Why don't you create your future, my friends? If you have any questions, if you want to call our show, our number is 855-497-4335. Or please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I do respond personally to each and every email that I get. And if you missed the last segment, I was talking about some goals, some financial goals I had set. Yes, we set financial goals in 2011 that are 180 degrees opposite of what I understand today and what I do. One of those goals was to continue to grow a Roth 401k. Another goal was to continue to pay down my primary mortgage. Those are wrong. Those are not wealth building practices in any way, shape, or form. And I know most of you out there that are in that conventional wisdom world are saying, Harrison, you're wrong. No, I'm not wrong. You've been taught that your whole life, and it's not the way to do it. You can take a dollar and you can invest a dollar. And let's say you make a 10% return. And that's a dollar that you own. So you made 10 cents. Or look at it this way. You can borrow $1 million and make a 10% return and make $100,000. What's a better system? Yes, are you paying some interest? You're having to pay the note back. But if you can make a 10% return and you're paying a note back at 3%, the difference is 7. Why would you not do that? You can borrow your way to wealth. You can't save your way to wealth. I have a goal for you. If you want to get started, our expo, our real estate expo that we do, is coming up. It's April 29th, April 30th, and May 1st in Houston at the George R. Brown Convention Center. It is the biggest real estate expo event of its kind in the country. I can promise you it's the best event. And I remember the very first time I went, I took a vacation day from work. I drove down to Houston, got a hotel room near the convention center and went, and my eyes were wide open. You'll have about 5,000 like-minded real estate investors there. There'll be vendors there, people that you can talk to, breakout sessions. So a great goal for 2021, why don't you come see our expo? You can get more information at LifestylesUnlimitedExpo2021.com. LifestylesUnlimitedExpo2021. So my wife and I set goals each and every year, and then we review those goals. We literally just write down 30 or 40 things we want to accomplish. And for us, if we accomplish 10 to 15 of those, that's a great year for us. Those are realistic goals, but you can't do everything, right? You can do anything you want. You just can't do everything you want. But a goal for us, it might be mundane, right? New living room furniture. new carpet, maybe some new landscape project at the house that we wish to do. But what I'm trying to engage you with is you should set goals. Use your own system. There's no right and there's no wrong way. But goals are the first step of life achievement. Zig Ziglar said, you need a plan to build a house. To build a life, it is even more important to have a plan or a goal. So I found an article online. If you're not listening or picking up what I'm telling you, here's seven reasons why you should set goals in your life. Seven reasons, and we'll review these as we go through the remainder of the show. One, goals enable you to take control of your life, okay? Without a goal, you're just sleepwalking through life, essentially. You're just kind of going any direction. Yeah, good, bad, maybe. Who knows? Who cares? So without goals, you're just kind of sleepwalking through life. And if you're not fulfilling your goals, you're fulfilling someone else's goal, right? If it's not your goal, it's someone else's goal. But when you stop to set goals and think about what you want, you'll break out of that autopilot. You'll start living the life of your creation, not someone else's, okay? Instead of letting others tell you what to do, you proactively take charge and think about what you want for yourself. That's a great reason right there. Take control of your life. If nothing else, set goals to take control of your life and provide direction. What's another great reason? Well, you can get maximum results. What doesn't get measured doesn't get improved. So if you can measure it, you can improve it. But you need to set specific targets and specific milestones. How are we going to get there? If we're going to create $500 a month in passive income, how are we going to do that? Are we going to do that through investing in an apartment community as a passive investor? Or are we going to take down two houses in 2021? And I would tell you that your income would be greater than $500 a month. On average, we earn about $400 a month. Two houses is a very realistic goal. Not difficult at all. And talk about maximum results. What an extra $500 each and every month coming in, tax-free, make a difference in your life. My friends, I would argue that it would make all the difference in the world, because what's going to happen, you're going to get that first property and you're going to stabilize it. You're going to go through that process and you're going to say to yourself, that wasn't so bad after all. That was pretty easy. Let's go get the second one. And after a short time, within a few short years, that won't be $500 a month. It'll be $1,500, $2,000, $3,000. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Happy New Year. And yes, it is about creating the lifestyle that you want. right? You don't have to accept the status quo if you don't want to. You can make a change. And the way you change, one of the primary ways you change is you write it down. I will do this in 2021. A very lofty goal this year may be, for those of you who don't have passive income, would be to create that passive income in your life, right? Create, add an extra $500 per month in passive income in 2021. I think that's a fantastic goal. I began there a few years back, and it has grown immensely. It has grown at a rate of, well, it's brought satisfaction in my life. It's brought accomplishment in my life, but it has also brought passive financial income and wealth building. Okay. So I knew that there was a way out of the corporate world and that real estate investing was it. But if you don't know where to begin, if you don't know where to start, we'll start with our free workshop. And it's a live stream workshop. You can interact, you can ask questions, you can join in from the comfort of your favorite chair in your living room, and that's freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Check it out. See how we make money five ways on single-family homes. See how we make money six ways in apartment communities and how you can participate in that very simply. And you want to create that $500 per month in passive income? I promise, if you start today, by the end of March, if not sooner, you can be there. You can be there. So our next workshops, we have one January 5th, we have one January 9th, we have one January 12th, and we have one January 14th. So in this new year, one of your goals should be to sit through this workshop and ask questions and understand it. See if real estate investing is for you. Now, if you want to join Lifestyles Unlimited and learn how to invest in real estate, you can do that at financialfreedomlivestream.com. The cost is only $297 for 2 years. That's a lot cheaper than it was when I joined. But that enables you to participate in our two-day, essentially our financial freedom seminar, which is our two-day 16-hour class. It's 8 hours each day. Yes, it's an education group. But that will teach you start to finish how to do what we do. That will educate you on real estate investing. In fact, one of my goals for 2021, I like to take that class at least every 2 years. I have already signed up. I will be taking that class, the one that's broken into four parts, hosted by a gentleman by the name of Greg Scott, January 19th, January 20th, January 26th, January 27th. Join me. I'll be there. Okay? So that's a goal, and I made that goal public. Some people believe you need to make goals public for that to work. I don't necessarily fall into that category, but I've seen people, they'll say, I want to lose 12 pounds, and they'll put it on Facebook or something like that, and they feel that that gives them a sort of accountability. If that works for you, that's great. All I care about is the fact that you actually set goals, that you write them down, that you visualize them, because goals are how we measure success in life. So continuing on in the last segment, I had listed a couple of reasons or discussed a couple of reasons why you would set goals. Another reason to set a goal is that goal will create that laser focus. It gives you a sense of purpose. It gives you a sense of direction. It lets you know exactly what you should be spending your time and energy on. Instead of getting caught up in social media, maybe one of your goals is to learn a trade or learn a new skill or get educated, right? Something like that. So if it's written down, it's a reminder to yourself. Maybe it's a goal that says, do not eat fast food. Whatever it is, if it's written down, you're going to see it and you're going to remind yourself. Take the long route, right? Take the stairs, park in the back of the parking lot. Little things. I'll tell you what success is. Success is 10 years of positive steps on a daily basis, one after another, baby steps, baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. Go through at least 10 years of that, and you'll look back and you'll go, wow, that's success. I accomplished something. So another reason to write down your goals and to create your goals. We talked about it earlier on the show. If you have them written down and you review them, that creates an accountability, right? That creates an accountability. You're almost obligating yourself to act. And I will argue that our harshest critic to ourselves is ourself, right? That inner voice. So if it's written down, it is something that prompted you that said, yes, this is something I want to do it. And there's a reason why I want to do this. And so now you're kind of holding yourself accountable, right? Now it's not just talk. Now it's not just an imagination. Now it is an act with accountability. So again, some people will make it public. I don't do that, but if someone wants to make it public, great. Good for them. Don't hold them back. Whatever works for people. If everyone's successful, we'll all be more successful. That is a mentality that wealth is created. It's not a limited fact that there's just so much to go around. The more successful people around you are, the more successful you will be. So another reason to write goals or to put goals down, motivation, right? Motivation. It connects yourself with your innermost desires. Create that additional $500 a month in passive income. Now you're motivated, right? They give you something to strive for. And I think motivation is good. It's limited in a way, but it does, if you're not at a good place in your life and motivation will help pull you out of there, great. Write that goal down. It reminds you of things you love. It reminds you to redirect your focus away from negative energy, and it helps you reconnect with your innermost desires. We're not creating the passive income just for the money. No, we're creating that to fund a lifestyle, to fund a way of life. If we want to travel with our family, well, we need the passive income coming in so that we have that additional discretionary income to do that. But motivation could be a good reason. I prefer the term inspiration over motivation. Inspiration lasts longer. It lasts much longer. I'm inspired to grow my investments in passive income annually. And I started it in 2013. And I was motivated initially to change my life. I found Lifestyles. But once I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, I became educated. And then I met people that had done that, that had created that financial freedom in their life, had set themselves free. I also met people that were on the same path as I was, that were just starting out. That's an inspiration. When you see other people becoming successful, when you see other people learning how to invest in real estate and growing their portfolio, it is incredibly inspiring, my friends, incredibly inspiring. But again, you just have to start, and you start by writing it down. This is what I want to do. This is what we want to do. This is where I want our family to be. And so that leads me to another reason to write your goals down. Be the best you can be. Goals help you achieve your highest potential. Without goals, you default to a routine of activities that help you feel safe and comfy every day, right? It's easier just to sit on the sofa and do nothing, watch TV all day. That's the easiest. But if you have a goal, maybe it's a fitness goal, and you have it written down, you're going to be sitting there on the sofa, and your inner self is going to tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, buddy, you're not being the best you can be. Get up off the sofa. Take a walk. Do something. Or what did you do today to learn about real estate investing? What did you do today to grow financially? And ultimately, once you do that, another reason to write your goals down, my friends, live your best life. Live your best life. That is last but not least. But goals will ensure that you get the best out of life. Financial freedom will allow you to live your best life. That's why we do it. My friends, all things are created twice. First in the mind, and then in the physical world. The mental creation happens when you set your goals. The physical creation happens when you work on your goal and bring it to life. When you set goals, you kick off the very first step to make your dreams happen, after which the next steps will follow suit. Well, my friends, that does it. First show of 2021's in the books. I'll see you next week. My name's Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.